to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shed. Hang on, am I recording? Oh, bloody hell. Hello, my imaginary friend, Simon here. Hello, hello. It's Tuesday, the 20th of April, 2010. Or should that be 2010? I can't remember what the correct invention is. Hello, good morning. Sorry about that singing just then. Andy Taylor is obviously referring to the something about octopus under the octopus's garden under the sea, whatever it was. So I've googled it and found out that it's a Beatles song. So I've been listening to little snippets of it from iTunes being done by different bands, and now I can't get it out of my head. Ah, bastard. But I'm not here to talk about octopus's gardens today. I was inspired to start a new topic about something that we covered on Nipper News last night, and we did a Nipper News recording yesterday, and a story popped up that was about genetically splicing together embryos using material from two mothers and one male to eradicate hereditary diseases. So, I wasn't a story I'd heard about until we did it on the show, and obviously my reaction was off the cuff, and it concerns me. The idea of splicing together genes to avoid a certain combination of genes, you know, to avoid hereditary diseases, that worries me slightly. But it got me onto a slightly bigger story of Darwinian evolution or survival of the fittest or natural selection, I think is another other terms that is used in that whole concept. And it's something that I feel, it bothers me slightly. And I'm slightly worried about the fact that I know a few people who have been through IVF and other fertility treatment type activities, and I know that those ideas must be, well, I'm imagining that those ideas must be quite difficult to take if you've selected to go through fertility treatment, because what I'm saying, I guess, is, well, I mean, first of all, on one level, splicing together genetic material that in new ways that wouldn't naturally occur is a concern to me, because I'm afraid that how do they know that they're not going to create a new illness or a new condition that could be even worse than the ones that they're trying to save, you know, or the ones that they're trying to save people from. I just don't know how they can be so confident that they're not going to make things worse by messing around with genetic code like that. But that's a specific thing about genetic manipulation and genetic engineering, which I think a lot of people have concerns about. But I guess I'm kind of extending that to natural selection as a whole. So it occurs to me that when I was trying to have my first child with Yana, we were thinking, you know, after the first couple of months, it didn't seem like anything was happening. So started thinking about whether we would be interested in fertility treatment or that sort of thing. And my feeling is no, I wouldn't, because if there's something wrong with something genetically disposing me and my wife to not have children, then maybe there's a good reason for that. I don't know. I'm worried that if society goes around making children who should never have been born with conditions that should never have allowed them to be born, then are we going to end up with a society where we're all dependent upon fertility treatment, because those conditions will be more and more prevalent because we're allowing those people to, or helping those people to spread their genes more. It's very controversial. I'm sorry if I've upset anyone, but opening the subject. Thanks. Take care of yourselves. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.